All right, y'all, what did we learn this week?
I don't know. I think that we have two different...
Do we take a break?
No.
You don't need a cool down period?
Get the fuck out of here.
And listeners, if you are not a premium subscriber, basically that entire premium show was an argument from about 35 minutes into the hour and a half mark. So about an hour worth of just arguing. And I thought, I didn't
good
know.
Good old fashioned.
I wasn't sure if there was going to be, this is like from episode 50 or episode 100. I wasn't sure if there was going to be a fight. It got close, I think, in some places.
No. We're all family here.
Oh, okay. A family's fight, though.
That's true. They do. I said I had a cousin and a fucking my brother fight over a pork chop.
So what we learned then is that Damian Mack has an anger problem.
I do.
You said that in the Tuesday show, too.
I did. Like, I didn't. I just said I do.
But how did you forecast?
You did it.
No.
You talked it into existence,
this
man.
Is what this is what your family's talking about,
you,
too, man.
No, but see, you think that it's not possible. But that's it's proof. Not,
you can't talk something.
You did.
You can't knock
you on, spoke it to an existence.
Knocking on wood doesn't work. Talking to that's not real.
You spoke it into existence.
Well, you talk about accountability all the time. So why didn't you just take the accountability of not letting Beyonce influence you?
I didn't influence this, man. Come on.
But that's what he's saying. So that's because
he's not willing to take responsibility for his own anger management issues.
I already said I have anger issues.
I know.
And then counseling or whatever, when you go through the therapy session, they talk about trigger points. You know, triggers. So you have to watch the triggers that cause you to just...
You know what's a trigger like for that. Most people? Is when somebody is being an asshole by talking real calm and they're not saying calm shit. Yeah. Like what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, J-Mac. And so you allow me to just walk you... Like you motherfuckers walk me down there, J-Mac, and you look like that all the time. And you, this motherfucker... So is this your way of staying calm, J-Mac?
So like, I mean, because the thing about it, what I would learn is that, see, I wouldn't mind... walking somewhere with you, you know what I mean? Because if you're gonna walk me down the road, it's just gonna be me and you. And eventually, ain't no one gonna see us. And I'm gonna fuck you up. And then I'm gonna come on back and I'm gonna feel better. And this is the thing. Like I was telling my daughter, this is what we learned. I learned that fighting and all that shit, that was a source of relief for me. That was a fucking pressure valve releaser. That was therapy.
You ever got beat up?
Yeah.
I know.
And so, like I told her, I said, you know, so we were, I was telling the story briefly about how she's afraid to get a job. And I told her, I said, well, what I learned is I used to be afraid of shit. I used to be deadly afraid of fighting. Like, I used to think it was like the worst thing to get into a fight.
It is.
Until I got into a fight, right? And I got beat up. And I remember afterwards thinking, the thing that really hurts most is my pride. Like, I don't feel any real pain. It's not like I'm fucked up and hurting.
Not after a few minutes. I mean, at first you do, right?
I didn't at all. I don't ever remember feeling...
And you didn't get beat up, nigga. You just lost.
This nigga had, you know, that old school shit where you put your knees on your fucking arms and have them pinned down?
Yeah.
He had me like that in the middle of the street,
nigga. Punching you?
Punched in the face.
And it didn't hurt afterwards?
I didn't feel it.
Damn.
But I think
I think he had stronger knees than he did fists, I guess.
Yeah, I must. But... I realized that it wasn't as bad as I thought, right? Right. That was just the beginning. Like, that first one was like, okay, well, that wasn't the worst thing that could have happened. And then right. I got another fight, so I was like, that ain't the worst thing, right? And I realized after a while, I kind of liked fighting.
Fighting's fun.
Right. I felt like it was a... What do you... No. Don't shake your head that way.
Fighting is not fun, nigga.
It can be.
Fighting is poisonous, and it feels poisonous afterwards.
People will make a good living.
I feel awful after a fight.
People make a good living at it. And for me, it was a stress reliever. I mean, I didn't... Because I, for me, if you were wanting to fight me, so if you were wanting to hurt me, then I felt like I was justified in whatever happened, right? Like, so if I hurt you, I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel, right, like, poisoned. I felt like that nigga was going to try to get me first, so.
Yeah, I feel the opposite.
Whatever.
I hate fighting. I think it's awful.
Yeah, but, you can, you know, it's you know, not as bad as you, you know, certain things aren't as bad as they seem. And I don't know, you know, as far as my anger, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know where the fuck I was going with that.
But no, most of that brings me to say, you know, what I learned this week is topics. You know, the importance of having good topics. You know,
so let's talk about that. So I put out a request in our group chat middle of the week to ask everybody. You know, I felt like at the beginning of the No Nonsense show, we had an idea of where we wanted to go, and we wanted to make it so that the week is the fucking week. The week is a drag. Bullshit happens throughout the week. You know, tough shit that's going on in the world, tough shit that's going on in people's lives. I feel like in the beginning of our show, we were a show that allow people to just laugh, to not be so caught up in the week. The week is fucked up, so let's give them something to listen to that's not like the week. And I feel like, you know, we stayed away from current events so much. Every now and then we pull a current event up, but for the most part, we stayed away from current events. And then, listening to the past few weeks, we've been talking about a lot of political stuff. We've been talking a lot of...
Very current events.
Black Lives Matter. We've been talking a lot of Trump and the presidency. We've been talking about a lot of shit that's heavy. I mean, and yes, we may have said some shit that was funny to it, but if, at the end, our topics are still based on the things that people see all week long, coronavirus and whatever, and it got heavy. So my question was, can we try to have topics that are not related to current events, are not related to politics, and not related to Breonna Taylor, and not related to police shooting and brutality? And I guess we're out of practice because we didn't really have great topics this week, and that is a direct result of me requesting that we not talk about the shit that's out in the world. So I don't know how we move forward. I don't know if y'all want to go back or we just come up with better topics, but I think it's important for us not to be what the rest of the week is like. I feel like that's the thing that we did well early on, and we kind of lost that. So I don't know, listeners, y'all can give us feedback as well, but I'm interested in what you guys think now. We're here, open forum. What do y'all think?
I think it's, like you said, it's a... practice thing. Like, it's easy to talk about topical things,
right,
that are going on in the world, but to come up with topics that are unique, that don't have anything to do with necessarily current events, I think that's not easy, man.
And it used to be for us.
No, well, I mean, I think it was when, everything was new, right? Everything was, we're kind of exploring each other. We were asking questions about things that go on that, we didn't know about each other, telling stories and things like that. It was very easy. I think as you kind of get those stories out, right? And we've kind of heard the stories, It's like, okay, well, what's the next question that I have that's something that's different, that's not topical?
Well, let me tell you this. Okay, the topic that I was going to put in the room, but I didn't have a chance to get all the research done on it, is there a difference between truth and fact? They don't have shit to do with current events. That, to me, that's a good topic. I didn't get a chance to formulate it. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's still room to have great topics.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying there ain't.
I think the biggest problem was... This year was a crazy year for just everything. So I think we just got caught up in the chaos of the year, the chaos of the virus. Then you add this election season in our country, and then we just got caught up in all of that and lost track of, like you said, coming with that original topics. I think you have some caches of what you're saying. Like, after a lot of time of, like, just talking to people and knowing their stance on things, it's hard to make original shit. But I think we still have that ability, because there's still a lot of shit to talk about. It's just this year.
And you still got that shit in your throat. So
yeah, I'm sorry.
That shit is bad.
But this year was crazy.
I think for us to be able to address some of the concerns that people have out there in the world today, like the stuff that's the current events, it's kind of good that we actually addressed it and people kind of see our stance on it, because a lot of people probably value what we say, from a show standpoint, And, I know there's talks in the chat or whatever, and you guys get an opportunity to go in there and see what some of the listeners actually that's in the chat room, how they're feeling it and what they're thinking about. So that's good that we were able to address that. But then just being able, like you say, be honest, to move forward and get back on track what we're used to doing and what we were good at. But just like I say, like J-Mac said, smooth being able to pull some topics, some good topics with some substance versus some bullshit,
You lost me at the end there.
No, but all I'm saying, he said I have to be able to do a contribute,
But so, you do. Bring in this bitch that likes to fuck four times a day, I think that's your sweet spot. I think, like, when it comes to guests, you are the man. No, smooth is...
He's the man.
When it comes to guests...
I mean, but that's hit or miss too, though, right?
Yeah, but I think...
I mean, because he brought us sugar, but he also brought us the girl that he...
He brought us...
The...
Carmella.
He brought us Carmella.
He brought us...
You can't say her name?
No, I don't.
You're forbidden to say her name?
No, I'm not forbidden.
But nigga, get some balls,
Shut
nigga.
Shut the hell up. You know I need a ball, bro. My shit is fucking swing, nigga. Fuck you. I'm just saying.
Oh shit, that's cool though. Yeah, he has brought us some.
He brought us French Reggie.
Yeah.
French, I'm gonna get my son on the show to talk to you and tell you how to pull women. For real though. For real. Bianca got an opportunity here.
No, I think that you're a complete loser.
We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
I think that the way that you handled that conversation with your son was ridiculous.
Yeah, I was just fucking with him.
No, you weren't. He didn't know you were fucking with him.
I talked to him later. I told him.
No, I was just kidding, son. I talked to him.
So then you were showing off for me. That's immature, man.
No, but you know, that's how I always do, Bianca.
That's immature, man.
He said, I always do that for you,
ruining your son. You're ruining your son's.
See, that's what I'm just talking about right there. What?
Don't try to use
it. Yeah, I was just showing off for you. He said, that's what I always do.
I said, that's what I always do. I don't have to show. I would just do
so
that.
So you just now, 2020, know that this nigga tried to show off for you?
No, he's saying that's what he always does. He wasn't showing off. That's what he was saying. You missed what he said.
Oh, no. I knew he didn't understand what he was saying.
I knew what I was saying to him, man.
He didn't get the 40th slip. I got it.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that was awful, my nigga.
It was.
Like, you're a bad dad.
It was fucked up being a bad dad. Yeah, it was.
Is this serious?
I'm serious.
It was. But we ain't talking about it right now.
Is that next premium? We're not going to talk about it ever?
Yeah, we'll talk about it probably on premium.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Right. Yeah. Put that on the notes.
Whatever. But yeah, so I don't know, man. I still feel like there's room for us to have topics that get away from the current shit because people are so... I don't know. Aren't you tired of hearing about coronavirus?
Yes.
Aren't you tired of hearing about Breonna Taylor's case and Trump? I'm so tired of hearing about this shit. And see, I guess the caveat I have is I do another show that talks about all that stuff.
Right.
So
you got to hear it and talk about it all the time.
I get
it
out of my system the day before our show comes out. So then you guys, you know what I'm saying, if I do it again, I'm like, man, this is just the whole week is about the same stuff that's out there already. I don't know. I do think that we have room to brighten people's week, though. And that may be something that we can fold. Even if we do half and half, let's just get back to a place where we can, you know, when we say at the end of the show, sometimes people just need to laugh. That needs to be.
I'm fucking laugh.
That's something that the show is up. That's like a part of our mission statement.
I agree.
What else did we learn, though? That having someone suck your dick may not be a gay act. Well,
is that what we learned?
I thought we learned that.
I didn't learn that. I
learned that there's a difference between sexual acts for power and sexual acts for sex.
No, I don't think it's a sexual act. See, so hold up. So again, he keeps trying to change the whole thing. Say putting a dick in another dude's mouth. That's what we're talking about. Let's not water it down with sexual acts. Say, I learned that putting my dick, in another dude's mouth is blah, blah, blah.
No, may not be.
May, whatever you're going to put behind that. Yeah. Your dick.
Putting my dick in another dude's mouth may not be gay due to the power trip I'm on.
Fuck that. That's gay.
Yeah,
that's gay to me.
I don't think he explained that correctly.
In the way he said it.
Yeah.
The person who putting the dick in the mouth and the person who's receiving the dick. Both of them niggas gay.
And the fucked up part is that he said it in his original French Reggie voice. Yeah. So that one that was questionable.
Ask him say it in a Chinese voice.
I don't think that is gay if I put my dick.
J-Mac's still mad.
Into another dude's mouth.
This motherfucker gonna have a nightmare tonight.
I feel for his family tomorrow.
I know, man.
Hold on. Why can't I be funny? Because that was funny. Because, dude, you did say that a little bit.
I feel for your mother.
I say it again. Let me hear it. Let me hear it a little bit more like you mean it.
Say it like you mean, like you about to put a dick in somebody's mouth.
Right. Like, I mean, that, it just said. Putting my dick
in somebody's mouth may not be gay when you are on a power trip.
Nah, nigga. You already said ain't no bisexual, nigga. Ain't no bi power ish, nigga.
The way he explained it is hella gay. The way he explained it.
Ain't no bi power ish, nigga. Like, depending on what kind of trip I'm on, man, you know, I'm just feeling very powerful right now.
I think that there you have the ability to separate pleasure from sex from power switch. It went a sexual, what would be considered a sexual act. Jay Smoove proved that by saying that he's had sex with women just to get stuff from them, and he had no interest in having sex with them. He didn't even really enjoy the
sex.
But
that doesn't even compute with me because that's a woman.
Yeah, but see, that's because your mind is caught up on that shit because you're a homophobe.
No.
Yeah.
No, because it makes it easier. Like you said, like, you know, you talk about the rape thing. You do a woman because it's easier.
Honestly, Mac, if you close your eyes and fucked a dude's booty hole or a girl's booty hole, you're not going to know the difference unless you feel the unless your balls touch.
That's what I learned. I learned that my ambition,
motherfucker like that clack clack.
I learned that my ambition is not comparable to most people. Like I'm like low on the ambition.
You're like a dead ambition,
right? Like in the ambition spectrum, I'm in the like dark shade.
But if it's
like,
if it's a family member that's gonna die, you'll
suck
for
a
it.
Dick for that.
So, but that's the thing, right?
So yeah, you never got that. Would you suck a dick for family?
If I had to do something like that, right? But my point is afterwards.
So yes.
Yes. Okay. But I'm going to kill you. I'm like, my munition. No, yes.
How are they going to kill you?
They were going to kill
you. Why did you kill them in the first place?
I get that. No. There's about leverage, timing, right? So right now, I'm not in a point to do anything except for suck
a
dick.
So it'll be like next week.
Right. No, but let me get my family safe.
Right.
Then I'll go all out. I can do whatever now, right? I can die trying.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen because I'm coming. Nah, dude, come on.
Come on, man.
It's like the little black kid on fucking, what was it?
I don't know.
No, you do know. What was the fucking?
Juice.
No.
Fresh.
Bad Boys. The original Bad Boys with fucking the
Will
white.
Smith?
No, the original Bad Boys.
Nope.
Juvenile Hall with fucking Sean Penn.
Never saw it.
You mad because you never saw the movie, bro?
Nah,
it wasn't Bad Boys.
It was called Bad Boys.
Nah.
Sean Penn and the fucking
Kevin Bacon and
No. What's the name of his brother? In La Bamba, Richie.
Richie older Valens.
His older brother that played in it. But anyways, motherfucker raped the little skinny black boy, right? And took his shit in the room. When he came out, this nigga got his blade, and he came out and he was trying to kill that nigga.
Yeah, but you're not getting that. You sucked a dick, nigga.
But yeah, so but then he ended up dying. But that's what I'm saying. You gotta die. Like if
but
you,
then your family's gonna get killed anyway.
If a nigga takes like what you said, the untakeable, the unreturnable.
You might as well just
you.
Not suck that dick and let your family member die because they're gonna die after you get killed in the end anyway.
I won't be there to see it.
But you got a dick in your mouth forever now, eternity, nigga. Wherever you go after death, you got a dick in your mouth.
It's like a ghost dick following me with it.
Anyway, is there anything else we learned, y'all?
That's about it. Oh, no, I did learn that. Smooth still don't want these hands.
I don't. See, he did it right there.
No, did you see what he just did? Be honest, did it again. He looked at you like, you going to let that nigga end the show like that, nigga? And let you, that he like, he's knocking you out?
I'm not going to let you lure me in that, J-Mac. I don't want the hands, bro. I don't. We're family.
I'm saying I gave you a chance to say that. I was giving him a chance to say something back. That's all.
And obviously,
you're the only asshole at the table who wants to fight somebody.
And you're a fucking bully. You a fucking bully, dude. Man.
You're a bully. You're an asshole bully.
I did learn that about myself this week.
We'll catch y'all next week.